This weekend, movie audiences will be able to take a trip to the moon.
I don't know what space exploration will uncover, but I don't think it'll be exploration just for the sake of exploration. I think it'll be more the fact that it allows us to see things that maybe we should have seen a long time ago, but just haven't been able to until now.
That's Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong in First Man, which tells the story of Apollo 11 and how Armstrong became the first person to set foot on the moon. It was a defining moment in our country's history, one that over 500 million people watched worldwide. But does the moon landing mean as much to Americans in 2018 as it did in 1969? Is it still something that unites us? I'm joined now in the studio by Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hi, Rafer.
Hi.
And Wesley Morris, critic at large for the New York Times. Thank you for being here, Wesley.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Well, let's talk space. What did you both think of this movie? Does it really tell the Neil Armstrong story?
I mean, it tells the story of the Apollo 11 moon landing. I mean, and the space program. And what I like about this movie is just how it's made. I think one of the problems I have with this genre of movies is basically I don't like historical movie fiction, mostly for any number of reasons, but mostly because they're all done the same, right? So there's a version of this movie that gets made that is just like, this is what it takes to get these people on the moon in 1964, 5, 6, or whatever, to 69. And here are the other missions that happened in the meantime. But Damien Chazelle is a really good filmmaker. And he has ideas. I with these movies now in 2018, like, what you want to know is, why did this person want to make this movie and tell this story? And I feel like his challenge was to make the least boring looking conventional bio, you know, Hollywood historical fiction film he possibly could.
Ari, for you're nodding. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that there was a lot of good things about this movie. Amazingly directed, I think. Mm-hmm. In terms of technology, the production, the miniatures, the sets, the design, the look of the thing, the fact that it was shot on actual honest-to-God film, it looks beautiful. It's amazing. And it is one of these movies that really does put you in the capsule. I know it's a corny thing to say, but you really do feel like you're there. It's a real tooth-rattler of a movie. And it's great for that reason. You know, my objection was Neil Armstrong just never comes to life for me in mm-hmm. this movie. You know, I think he is a very no-nonsense, get-the-job-done, man of few words, you know, very, very archetypal, kind of, you know, post-Eisenhower kind of American. And I think that made him probably a great astronaut. I think that makes him a slightly less compelling dramatic figure for a film. And I felt there was a bit of an emotional vacuum at the center of this film that sort of left me a little cold at the end.
What about, I mean, it's not like we haven't done space movies before, right? So I feel like there's always a space movie at some point, you know, where we're the heroes, the Americans are sort of the, you know, the main heroes here. What does that tell us about American exceptionalism? Like, when we see these movies, are we supposed to be inspired like we were by the fact that we, Americans, had made it on the moon? Is that still relevant today?
Well, you know, the one thing I thought while I was watching this was, I wouldn't do that.
That's how I felt when I watched Gravity.
You couldn't get me in that space capsule. Mostly exactly. Because what the movie actually does is show you all of the things that did go wrong with previous attempts to make this journey, and the things that are at stake. Like, even a successful version of this doesn't seem fun, right? And every time somebody goes into outer space, I'm thinking particularly about Gravity and the sort of worst case scenario that plays out in that film. I mean, there is something, and I don't know if it's inherently a matter of American exceptionalism, although, you know, part of what the space program was about was a race between us and the Russians. So this movie is thoroughly aware of that. But it is also entirely aware of the sort of political incongruity of this moon landing taking place in 1969. And it cheats a little bit to get that Gil Scott Heron song in the movie. They use Whitey's on the Moon at some point. And it's really powerful, because at the exact moment, some people in the audience are like, well, I mean, I came for this, but do they know what else was going on in 1969?
Well, I was just going to say, right? 1969 wasn't exactly the most peaceful year on record. I mean, I have entire textbooks dedicated to 1969.
Sure.
You're nodding your head again, Rafer. What's that?
Well, I mean, I think the film does, like Wesley is saying, it makes this kind of late act nod toward all the other turmoil. It is a little sudden, you know, all of a sudden you're reminded like, oh yeah, the hippies. Right? Like
I really loved how sudden it was though.
You like that?
I really do, because the movie is not about that. That's a whole other movie. But there, how many movies have you seen where there's just a complete divorce from what's happening in American society?
Like Apollo 13.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Which was enough, right. That sure. I saw and that I recall being totally divorced from that. In terms of news, we just had a pretty bad astronaut thing happened yesterday, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, there was mm-hmm. a mission that had to be aborted. Like, is this sort of space idea really divorced from where we are with space today? Does it mean the same thing as it meant to kids, you know, who were growing up back in the 60s and 70s?
I think this might go to the controversy about Chazelle not showing the planting of the American flag. He does show the American flag planted. We see it there on the moon's surface. But he does not show us Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong planting the flag. And Chazelle has said that that was just a choice. What he wanted to focus on were the private moments of Neil Armstrong and not the well-known public moments that we've all seen a million times. But I wonder if maybe Chazelle, at the age of, I think he's 33, is so young that maybe this idea of the American flag being planted just seems like a very kind of corny, very old-fashioned, and possibly a little colonialist of an idea. It was a pretty old-fashioned idea in 1969. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the mm-hmm. idea that we were going to go up to some, there was no place left to go, but we found it, the moon, and we went out there and we stuck a flag in it. Even then, that seemed like an idea from a few hundred years ago.
Sort of our manifest destiny.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if to someone of Chazelle's generation, that maybe that just doesn't give him that same kind of fluttery feel, that maybe it's got more negative connotations, even if that's just subconscious.
I also think that that's just not the movie he made. I mean, there's a case to be made for this same movie, Planting the Flag, if it's explicitly a movie about racing the Russians to the moon or racing the Russians to outer space. But again, to the question of like whether the Neil Armstrong story matters in 2018, I watched this. I went into this movie skeptical of the entire enterprise because my first thought was Damien Chazelle, very exciting young filmmaker. Why the hell is he making a movie about this? But he can do whatever he wants. He's an artist. I respect that. The other thing I thought was, you're going to call it First Man? Do you know what's going on in this country right now? First Man? But it's a movie about Neil Armstrong. What else are you going to call it? But I mean, I tend to think about all that stuff simultaneously as real, genuine human curiosity about this larger existence way, way beyond us. And I also thought about Whitey's on the moon, you know? And, you know, I watched this movie in both states, and to have the movie sort of meet me where half my brain was actually, I got a little chill from that because the movie really didn't have to acknowledge what else was happening in this country at that point.
On that note, Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway, and Wesley Morris is critic at large for The New York Times. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Thanks
for having me.